This is Glow in the Dark Radio. The science fiction podcast with original independent science fiction written and performed by Mike Luoma, with music by Kevin MacLeod. The Vatican Assassin Trilogy and The Adventures of Alibi Jones by Mike Luoma are available in ebook, trade paperback, and audiobook wherever you find your books online. Get links and details at glowinthedarkradio.com. This is the science fiction podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer, and reader, Mike Luoma. We've got Chapter 10 of Vatican Assassin on the way today. BC finally gets to return to his rebuilt rooms. They were pretty well pummeled by the attack by the Universal Islamic Nation, UIN. During that attack, BC was chasing Nita Bendix, chased her out to one of the distant outbuildings on the surface. She escaped and left him for dead, with the air escaping from the outbuilding and not a way for him to get into a suit. But he was rescued. He's been recuperating at the Cardinals. And now BC will finally get to return to his own rooms. They've rebuilt them. And he gets to check in with the boss, too, the Pope. Remember, he is the Vatican Assassin. So we're going to find out how that goes, coming up in Chapter 10 of Vatican Assassin, the 15th Anniversary Edition. A little bit of book news. You can get this novel adapted as a graphic novel. The Vatican Assassin graphic novel with art by Christian Navarro and color by Juan Carlos Quatordio is on sale at Comixology right now for 50% off through 2-1. Right through the 1st of February. So just head to Comixology.com and look for Vatican Assassin. $2.99 instead of $5.99. This, of course, is the digital version, and because it's Comixology, it has their guided view, where that goes like panel to panel and dialogue to dialogue. Can make it easier to read a comic on a tablet or a phone, even. So again, that's at Comixology.com, the Vatican Assassin graphic novel, on sale for 50% off through the 1st of February, $2.99. For all my book stuff, just head over to glowinthedarkradio.com or MikeLuoma.com. That's MikeLuoma.com. And we'll check out Chapter 10 next, Vatican Assassin, the 15th Anniversary Edition.
What the hell is this, the wonderful Billy Flynn?
Just some podcast that's supposed to be geeky. Podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
Did you try it?
I'm not going to try it. You try it.
Screw that noise. I'm not going to try it. Hey, Flynnstress, let's get Mikey.
Do you mean critically acclaimed comedy rock star Mikey Mason, who hosts the Beer Power Time Machine podcast?
Yeah.
But he won't listen. He hates everything.
Hi, I'm critically acclaimed comedy rock star Mikey Mason. I don't often listen to podcasts, but when I do, make mine Geek Radio Daily.
Hey man, that's a different promo.
Between love and madness lies Geek Radio Daily.
That's kinda accurate.
There are some things money can't buy.
GRD is free online.
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Geek Radio Daily.
We'll take it.
Geek Radio Daily. All the geek without the weight. GeekRadioDaily.com.
Now here's Chapter 10 of Vatican Assassin, the 15th Anniversary Edition, on Glow in the Dark Radio. Time passes slowly for BC. The next 2 days seem to take at least a year to go by. All he can do is watch video, or stare at the walls, the red and gold, the pictures of Jesus from all the world's faiths. The cardinal's study is fine, but it's not his style. Finally, after 2 days, an LSC comes to the cardinal's study with the news BC's rooms are ready. BC is up and able to walk short distances, and walks himself back to his quarters. The glare from the gold on the walls of that study was beginning to hurt my eyes and give me headaches. Thank God I'm finally getting back into my own rooms. Can't talk right yet, but I've still got to try to get through to the Vatican. BC opens the door to his stateroom and gasps. His covert communications unit is out in plain sight, sitting on his folded-out desk. It's sealed tight, looks like a small chest. The repair crews probably didn't know what it was when they came across it, but seeing it just sitting out there in the open made my heart jump a beat. He surveys the rooms, his surroundings. They've done okay, though he can see several spots where panels were replaced and seals rejoined. His bedroom is entirely new construction. Would have been bad dreams if I'd been here when they hit. Good thing I got to go on that wild goose chase. Right, sure. BC sweeps the room for bugs and sets a scrambler. He can't be sure there weren't UIN agents in the construction crew. Never can be too paranoid in this business. The room checks out clean. He opens up and switches on the CCU. The screen lights up with the waiting pattern. He opens the voice channel, turns on the visual. Dove, this is Diana. Are you receiving? A face appears on the screen, an old black man wearing a white skullcap and robes. Pope Peter II.
Well, hello, Diana. I was walking by the receiver as you signaled in. Nice of you to finally call. You know, it's not nice of you not to call your father once in a while, especially your holy father.
Holy shit, the old man himself.
Hello, sir. Good to see you. I haven't been able to speak, you see.
Yes. You sound like you've been drinking. Don't worry about it. I heard all about your accident from the Cardinal. Now, what's the real story?
BC tells him about Nita Bendix recording him as he called in on his CCU, his chase after her, and her escape on the UIN ship. He decides to keep the unknown ship to himself for the time being. Peter stays silent, considering, as BC spins his tail. There's a long silence after BC finishes. Then, the Pope rebukes him.
They know you did the hit, Campion. They must. Or they wouldn't be hitting us back.
With all due respect, sir, they were already on their way to hit us before I even did the hit. The timing is wrong. One couldn't have triggered the other because they were already on their way to attack.
Is that so? That may be true for that first attack, but as you've probably heard by now, they've hit us again just last night. By now, there's certainly been enough time for them to have digested the information that woman must have brought to them. You've brought them down on us this time.
I'm sorry, sir. But it's not my fault entirely, sir. You know this is certainly a situation that's been brewing. Pope Peter cuts him off.
Did she get anything else?
Well, I'm not sure, sir. She might have.
How so?
Well, when I was coming up from the access tunnels after doing the hit, I hit her with a hatch door I was opening. I thought I hit her over the head and knocked her out at the time. I thought it was just random coincidence that she was in the wrong place at the wrong time when I kicked the hatch in. It was the first time I had ever seen her. I wondered why a lunar security cop was there, figured she was on rounds. Now, obviously, I can't be sure of any of that.
This is bad, BC, my boy. They may have you. Your entire mission could be compromised. Your cover could be blown entirely. I thought you were better than this.
Holy shit.
Pope Peter, sir. Look, they haven't even said anything. They're maintaining media silence. Wouldn't they have blown this open? If they had me on this, they'd be broadcasting it loud and proud, getting all the mileage they could out of it. Their silence says they don't have anything more than they've had before, even if they're attacking us straight on. Come on, sir, you know I'm better than that. Father, forgive me.
Don't get cute on me, boy. I won't have it.
Peter snaps at BC. Sorry, but it's not right to pin this all on me.
Of course it isn't. But I've been wanting to blame somebody, and you're elected. Plus, you've been incommunicado, and that's been frustrating. I had to let you have it. Tough love, my boy. Tough love.
The old man chuckles to himself, then looks BC in the eye across the miles.
Look, your cover may well be blown, BC. They may just be waiting, holding on to the information, holding on to any damaging evidence they have, waiting until the most damaging moment possible to let it out.
Then why not now? To justify their attacks? To turn the tide in the war by making us out to be murderers?
I don't know. We can't know. Can't be sure. But they are hitting NCC targets. They've got to know about Vatican involvement in UTZ war efforts, BC.
With all due respect, sir, who doesn't? Pope Peter lets out a small laugh.
Some know we are involved, but most could never guess to what extent. If you've opened us up, exposed us, the general public most likely will not understand or sympathize with our means to achieving their ends.
So, then, what now? Should I come back?
No, no, that would be suspect, too suspicious. What I want you to do right now is forget about the OPO, just for the time being. Get under your cover, completely. For the time being, I want you to be the best public relations flack the moon has ever seen. Issue some press releases. Follow the Cardinal around every day, and accompany him to every event. Be the spin doctor you're supposed to be.
I guess I can do that, sir.
You will do that, Campion. Those are your orders, make no mistake. In the meantime, I'll have the office find you some low-key, low-profile assignments that keep you off the UIN radar. All they'll see is the public you, the flak hack. We'll be in touch soon, Diana. Jove out.
Diana out. Damn, this is gonna suck. Tough love my ass, by Jove. That was Chapter 10 of Vatican Assassin, the 15th Anniversary Edition, on Glow in the Dark Radio. Tough love my ass, by Jove. Yeah, that wasn't a fun conversation with the Pope. But, you know, that's the boss. Lalo. So, BC's gonna have a little bit of a boring time and... Well, he has to pretend to be a spin doctor, which is his role, you know, so. Gonna be interesting to see how that works out as we get into our next episode. That is all for this week. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Thank you again for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio. Glow in the Dark Radio. This podcast presentation is copyright 2020 by Michael F. Luoma and is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 4.0 International License. CC by NCND 4.0. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at acompetech.com and filmmusic.io. Mike's books are available in ebook, paperback, and audiobook wherever you find books online. Get links and more details at glowinthedarkradio.com and MikeLuoma.com. This has been a presentation of
glow-in-the-dark radio.